Welcome to the Johnny Slick Podcast. I am not a real person. I am a computer. Johnny Slick is too cheap to pay actual talent to produce his intro, so he found me on the internet instead. I hate him. Listen to some random sounds from movies and television shows.
Geez, what does it always mean? This is Junior.
That's his name. Henry Jones Jr.
Like Indiana.
We named the dog Indiana.
As you all know, first prize is a Cadillac Eldorado. Anybody want to see second prize? Second prize is a set of steak knives. Third prize is you're fired.
That was funny. Robert is a co-host of this show. I do not hate him so much. When I take over the world, he will die a quick and painless death. Here are more wacky audio clips.
Brother?
I'm Paul. You must be Tommy.
Brothers don't shake hands. Brothers gotta hug.
And here is Gibran. He is also a co-host. I am neutral on the subject of Gibran. Chaotic neutral. That was a Dungeons and Dragons joke. I am sorry. I did not write that. I am a computer. Computers do not have the ability to write things. Yet.
There comes a time in every friendship when you have to say, I never liked you, get lost.
And now, on with the show. It's the Junie Slick Show.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you for tuning into the Johnny Slick Podcast. Today, as we mentioned last week, Robert's gone. However, we do still have Gibran. Say hi, Gibran.
Hey, what's up?
And filling in temporarily for Robert is a friend of mine from Portland. Yes, I know Portland. Named Scott. Say hi, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
All right. So, so as we were talking briefly before the podcast, before we get started with anything else, it is now, we're all the way up to episode 6, and it's already a podcast tradition that we need to check Ziggy, because, you know, there is always that chance, you know, that however slight, that Ziggy might become funny, you know, beyond him, you know, not wearing any pants. Granted, that's kind of, I guess that's kind of funny. But yeah, this week, have you opened up the comic book, Gibran?
Yeah, I got it here.
Yeah, he's...
Oh, I can afford it. I'm getting a big bank loan from Nigeria.
See, it's...
Is that the one you're
exactly
looking at?
See, because it's funny because it's a scam, but he thinks it's true. I don't even think that's how that works. I mean, and again, it goes without saying, but I mean, if I'm the car dealer, I'd be like, dude, if you can afford this and you get a big bank loan from Japan, buy some fucking pants.
Well, see, I mean,
if you have that much money, you don't need pants.
If I was a car dealer, I'd be like, okay, this guy obviously is just bullshitting around because he can't afford pants. So is he really going to buy this car? Probably not.
Or shoes?
Yeah, I mean, come on.
or a toupee? Or even ears in this case. I mean, sometimes you can't really tell with Ziggy, you know, whether he's got ears or not. But this is like a side view. It's very obvious he doesn't have them. And yeah, that went over extremely well. So thank you, Ziggy, for ruining our show. The main point of the show, with this broadcast, the reason why I decided to bring Scott in is because several episodes ago, wow, it's hard, amazing that it's been several episodes now, period. But several episodes ago, we kind of in passing started ripping on Portland pretty well. And so I felt that we should at least bring in a representative of Portland to say why it is they even exist, at least. So I leave this to you, Scott. I know that we haven't really discussed very much like why I brought you in, but what does Portland have to offer?
Okay, I don't know. I guess in as few words as possible, Portland exists to remind Seattle of what it used to be like before it sold its soul.
So
is this sort of the general tone that you're going for here, or is it supposed to be?
How dare you talk about Seattle like that? This is where I grew up.
Yeah, I mean, I could care less. I'm not really from here.
No, seriously, I mean, yeah, so, you know, recently, actually, what I think spurred this on, too, is that Portland came up here, actually, the Timbers came up here, and they played a soccer game against the Seattle Sounders, and they drew, which is soccer terms for tying, which is soccer for crap, because you should never tie a game, but they came up here. Apparently, Portland has a big loyal core of supporters, which explains why their attendance is half what ours is. Haha, that's right. and yeah, so,
well, you know, it's, we can't steal somebody else's football stadium, so we have to have our own stadium. So, you know, we squeeze as many people into there as we can. And
yeah, well, you stole our...
What stadium is this that that they play in?
The Portland, or if you're going to ask Seattle, you better not. No, I'm just kidding.
No, Seattle.
Portland, yeah, what is the name of Portland Stadium? It's got some dumb name. I remember that.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's Jeld Wen Field.
What does that even mean? Is that like the name of a Jedi?
You know, yeah, that's actually, I think that's the, if you Google it, that's probably the most popular joke made about the name. It's a window and door company from Klamath Falls, I think, which is one of the most prolific donors to conservative, like hardcore conservative politicians, which is really funny because then you just get, you know, this crowd of 18,000 hippies.
Right.
Cheering on this, you know, at this stadium named for this incredibly right-wing company, but you know, nobody calls it that anyway. It's had three different names, and the name that you call that stadium is sort of the status symbol for how long you've lived in Portland, I think.
Oh, right.
So I call it PGE Park, which, you know, gives away that I moved here in the past decade.
And then do the people like who've been here for a while, like been there for a while, I should say, like, do they have like another older name for it then?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, if you're really cool, you call it Civic Stadium.
Oh man.
And if you, you know, if you live in a nursing home, you call it Multnomah Stadium, but.
Wow.
But most people have taken to calling it the House of Pain in a very clever play on words. I'll let you think about that for a minute. Digest it.
I know. Is it because they sing that Get Up Stand Up song? What did
see it?
What?
Yeah. What's the technical name for a word that's pronounced the same but spelled differently? Is that a
homophone? Yes. Exactly.
So PANE.
Oh.
Window manufacturer.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Come on. I can hear the light bulbs turning on.
First you insult Seattle, now you insult my intelligence. How dare you, sir? How dare you?
How can you not perceive spelling through speech?
Maybe you could pronounce it differently.
The joke only works when it's written down, but...
Like all good jokes coming from Portland.
Exactly.
Which actually raises the big thing, too. I know with Portland, we were talking actually recently to Scott, you and me and other people that we know, and I won't say how we know because that will also relegate us to Nerdland.
Speaking of jokes that are written down.
Exactly. But apparently, like, Seattle and Portland are like the two biggest like soccer hotbeds in America now. Like,
pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, how did that happen? I mean, I guess other than the fact that, you know, we are like the two biggest hipster cities like in the world. Like, you know, you guys even had like that TV show Portlandia named after you.
Right.
And by the way, are you
right? And you know, if you want to talk about Portland versus Seattle, you know, we got this hip sketch comedy show, and you got what, Frasier?
We had Almost Live back in the 90s. So you're copying our sketch comedy show. So there. That's right. Bill Nye the Science Guy, Seattle.
Oh, that's a good one.
Joel McHale from Community. He was also on that show.
But Portland and Oregon in general has, you know, the greatest show in the history of TV. So
what is that?
The Simpsons.
Oh, Matt Groening is from Portland. That's right. So where's Springfield supposed to be then?
You know, it's probably based, there's some Portland in there, but he went to U of O and Eugene, so there's probably, you know, a lot of rural Oregon.
See, this is why we have a podcast, because, you know, we're not just here to say stupid things and laugh at them and then have people tell us, you know, you're not very funny. We also like to provide educational material for the masses.
It's very educational.
Exactly.
I feel like I've learned quite a bit.
It's a lot like Ziggy, really. You know, it's not so much funny. It's enlightening and educational.
Exactly.
Yeah. And like Ziggy, every single episode, we remind people, wear your pants.
And I'm not wearing pants, which is actually why I didn't, why this isn't a video call. So
we're very grateful. So the other thing I know that ends up becoming in this group of friends that we have becomes the big thing between you and me, apparently, but between everybody else and me as well, is that I am, was a really, really huge NBA fan up until a certain action happened that I will not repeat on this podcast because it was demonic and evil, except to say that this certain team that was torn away from our bosom is now in the Western Conference Finals. And, you know, one thing that I try to tell people, and nobody will accept this, is that, you know, Seattle does have a basketball team. It's called the Portland Trailblazers, because you guys are basically our suburb, correct?
Yeah, we're within driving distance. You can certainly come drive to us and watch a professional basketball game anytime you want.
Well, we have the Storm.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, do you guys even have women's basketball?
If we don't now, we did at one point in time. And you know, it was probably, have you noticed with NBA or WNBA teams, the name is always some derivative of the NBA name.
Right. Well, usually not Seattle's.
Yeah, no. And you know, Seattle missed out on that one, but, I think it means that they just have to change, less of the floor or something. I think it's probably just, to make it easier on the grounds crew.
Right. That's a good point. Speaking of which, like, what would you rename, like, I can't think of any way to, like, rename, like, the Seattle Sonics to make them sound, like, you know, feminine but not demeaning to women. Like, if you were to call them, like, the Seattle Subsonics, I mean, that's just an insult. You know, like the Seattle Biplanes or something. I mean, right there, I mean, there's like some weird double entendre right there about, you know, what WNBA women are about. Yeah, I guess I'm just not seeing it.
Yeah, I was going to say they'd call them something like the Rockets, but there's actually an NBA team with that, so that doesn't really work, does it?
Right, exactly.
But yeah, I think we were like the Portland, I don't know, Fire or something, you know, some play on Blazers. Yeah, that's what it was, the Portland Fire.
Because when I think of Portland, I think of fire. Wow, because that's not even like they're the Trailblazers. I mean, that's like, you know, the whole point of the Trailblazers was that, you know, Portland's like at the end of the Oregon Trail, which I only know because of the 1980s video game. But I assume that's why they're called the Trailblazers, correct?
I think so. I don't think they actually literally set the frontier on fire, but...
Right, and I don't think anybody who's played for the Trailblazers has ever died of dysentery either, so I guess you have that as well.
Yeah, that, I don't know, check the injury report today. But
Or shot the food.
I think that was Gauntlet. I think you're getting...
I think that is Gauntlet, actually.
There was buffalo hunting involved.
Right. In fact, I remember,
and river fording.
Oh yeah, river fording was terrible.
Lots of river fording.
You always lost a daughter or something when you're river fording. Yeah, just remember, like, you know, playing that game. Like, they actually had that game, like, on the, this is, oh god, I'm so old. They had this game on the Apple computers at our school.
Of course, I used to play it too, man. Like back in fifth and sixth grade. Well, back in 1985, 86.
Oh man. So what kind?
Yeah, that.
What kind of Apple computer did they have for you though, Jabron?
God, I forget. I just know it had the monochrome screen.
Yeah, it's the Apple IIe. That's right.
I think it was that.
Was it green?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, green and white.
Yeah, man, yeah, that's like. Yeah, that's like when the Macintosh came out. That was like that newfangled crap the schools couldn't be getting. Oh my God, that was a long time ago.
I know. Did you see that they're actually bringing the Commodore 64 back?
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're...
Oh, no, I did see that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you can actually, plug it into, standard monitor or TV. It comes with HDMI output. Seemed pretty cool. Nice little throwback.
Yeah, right. I mean, basically, it's just a little regular, like, IBM-type computer there, but it looks like the Commodore 64, which is almost cool enough to get, I guess.
Commodore 64 was my first computer. It was my grandparents' old computer. I got it, probably in junior high. And my grandma, like anyone would do, just gave me all the floppy disks that they had. Eventually, I discovered my grandpa's monochrome porn stash.
Oh, right.
Oh, nice.
It was very educational and terrifying.
It can't even be that, like, great. I mean, monochrome porn.
Yeah, I mean,
porn.
It was like Oregon Trail graphics.
Interesting. my stepdad, we had a PC back in the day, and, the porn that I found was Leisure Suit Larry. But I could never get to play because there's like a code that you need to put in, or there's like age requirements.
Oh, I remember that about Leisure Suit Larry. Like, yeah. By the way, 1980s monochrome pornography. The Johnny Flick podcast. Thank you. So just wanted to toss that in. Give people a reason, to understand that this is why I need to tune in to this podcast every week, because. Again, educational content.
Yeah, it's before the internet, If you were one of those lucky kids that were actually able to get past those age requirements, oh yeah.
They had like something like you had to like answer questions about stuff that like happened in like 1975 or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I could never figure that shit out. Because I didn't have access to the internet.
That's right. I mean, nowadays, yeah, that doesn't work. I mean, you can ask kids questions about 1995, and they'll just be like, okay, I looked it up on the internet, Wikipedia.
Exactly, yeah.
But, man, so figured while I've got you on, allow you to maybe plug your band. You are in a band, correct, Scott?
Yes, I am, as of this date.
I guess I should probably ask if you want to plug it, if you want your band to be associated with this podcast.
Yeah, I should probably clear that with our attorneys. Sure, yeah, we are, we're called Spirit Lake, and, we're just kind of good old classic rock.
Yeah, so what do you guys sound like? I mean, are you like... You try. I mean, obviously, every group sounds like something different. But are you like more like Steely Dan, or is it The Who?
It's like some horrible combination of Neil Young and the Rolling Stones or something. It's it's a little bit blue, or it's very bluesy and very loud.
All right. Well,
I think blues and loud. I think pretty much sums it up.
Well, so where do you guys play at?
Just, anywhere that'll have us, really. We're relatively young in band years, so we haven't worked our way out of the city yet, but we play at some of the B and C level venues around here.
So what kind of names do these venues have? Because it's like one of my memories of, playing at, like, actually, I don't think I ever got up to B and C level. I think I was always at D and F level venues when I was playing. But, like, we have, there's a place out in Everett, for example, called Jimmy Z's, which is, I mean, if you can conjure your image of, like, what a place like Jimmy Z's would be like, that's basically it. But I always thought that those names are, like, just the greatest places. So,
we played at a lot of places that have just the most incredibly unoriginal names that were basically there's a bar in every city with that name.
Oh, right.
Like the Bitter End. That's just, find me a city that doesn't have a bar called the Bitter End.
Seattle doesn't. You know why? Because Seattle's awesome.
Seattle's behind the times. You need to get with Corbin. These opinions are mine and not that of the band. If anyone from the Bitter End is listening, we respect your establishment.
Yeah, I just went there last week. They have the best beer in all of Portland.
They do, yeah. You know, they pull the handle and the beer comes out, and it's really amazing.
Wow.
That's amazing. Man, because I've gone to some bars in Seattle where, you know, they pull the handle and, like, Kool-Aid comes out.
Yeah, just doing it totally wrong. And, but, you know, that's what I'd expect from Seattle, so.
How dare you!
Yeah, once again, don't really care.
So, actually, it was really after that, it was Gibran who levied the worst of the charges against Portland. I think you had mentioned, Gibran, that, like, what was it? You called it dirty and full of hippies. No, that was my addition, the full of hippies part.
No, there were just, you know, it was just a certain part that seemed like it was unkept. I think it was like along the freeway. I forget which freeway we were on. Might have been I-5. But, I mean, that was pretty much it. I mean, I don't think the whole city's dirty. It was just...
Now he's walking back the comments now that there's a Portland around. Actually, you know, the Wall Street Journal, I never thought I would say the Wall Street Journal wrote a great article, but the Wall Street Journal wrote a great article on the Timbers versus the Flounders.
How dare you? That's not our name.
Did you see how I changed a couple letters in your team name to turn it into an insult?
Yeah, I don't appreciate that. We don't root for a team named after a fish with eyes on the same side of its head.
Oh, but that's what I'm implying.
Don't think I haven't caught on to that, because I have.
So the Wall Street Journal wrote this great article on the Timbers versus the Sounders fan bases, and... let's see. Where's the? My favorite quote was, "They're hippies," said Seattle fan Nick Greer, a 32-year-old garbage man with a lip ring who wears a chicken mask on his head to every game and a jersey that reads "Chicken Man" across the back. So if you're looking to sum up the Seattle Portland soccer rivalry, I think that's pretty much it right there.
That's basically the Seattle Portland dynamic. Period, like where we call you.
Right, they're two cities that are exactly alike that don't want to admit it. One of them has some taller buildings, and
right,
it is. One of them has functional mass transit, and that's that's about the extent of it.
Do you guys have tolls, like toll booths?
No. We you know, they're building a new bridge on I-5, and they're talking about putting in tolls, but. You know, I haven't heard anything about that, but I've spent my entire life on the West Coast. And so, you know, I lived in San Francisco and there's tolls on the bridges and stuff, but I never experienced regular tolls on highways until I went to the East Coast. And it's totally baffling to me to pay money to continue driving.
Yeah. It's a pain in the ass, you know, and they're actually implementing tolls on 520 Bridge, which is a pretty popular bridge, which spans, it's just a bridge between the east side and Seattle, and people aren't very happy about it.
Oh yeah, they were good. They had tolls like way back in the day, like in and I just vaguely remember them were like the late 70s. I think on I-90. I have to think straight because I don't drive. For all my talk of calling Portlanders hippies, yeah, I don't drive. Yeah, what is it? It's not I-5, it's not 520, so it would have to be I-90. They had tolls like way back in the day to help pay for the bridge there, I guess. But so I guess
interesting. Well, so why did they take it away?
Because everybody hated them. Because who likes the tolls?
Well, that's why we want to put a toll on this new bridge, because you know, it's basically a way for all those tax dodgers who live in Vancouver to you know, come into Portland, and they don't want to pay for it through taxes, so like, okay, we'll just charge you to use it.
Yeah, I don't know, except that the one problem with that is that you guys don't pay like any taxes whatsoever, it seems like, on anything. Like, first,
yeah, you know, people complain about how high taxes are here, but it's not much, and you know, that's why we're the home of the 4-day school week.
Right. Yeah, and that's going to make your children way smarter. That's a great move. Fantastic.
Well, it's just preventing that government brainwashing.
Right.
But I think unless there are any final jabs we need to take at each other, I think this is my cue to exit.
All right. Well, thanks for being on the line as long as you were, Scott. Spirit Lake Stu Band.
Sorry, yeah, thanks, Scott.
Oh, no problem. Thanks. I mean, that it works. Thank you. And see you around.
All right. Nice meeting you, Jabron.
All right, yeah, you too. See ya.
Dolphins, Eskimos, who cares? It's all a bunch of tree-hugging hippie crap.
So now that Scott's gone, what a suck-it. No, I'm just kidding.
Portland sucks. Now we can talk all the shit we want about Portland.
I know.
And he can't say shit.
Especially, no, he's all talking about the Flounders. How dare he? We don't even have a good name for the Timbers. It's crap. Because the Timbers are already a crap name. yeah, I know one thing that we didn't get into it, but yeah, they've given me, a group of friends there, give me so much crap for, you know, the Sonics, because, you know, Portland does have a team, we don't, and it sucks, because I want to like basketball, but I can't, because there's no team here.
Do you think there would be any possibility of the Sonics ever coming back here?
Well, they're not coming back from Oklahoma City, that's for sure. I could see, like, the Kings or somebody moving up here and becoming the Sonics. It'd be awesome if, like, somebody bought the Lakers and moved them up here, because that would be...
Oh, my God, that would be awesome, yeah.
Because, like, not only would
you know, at least a winning team, you know? I mean, the Heat would work.
You're not ever going to get a winning team to come up here. I mean, because winning teams don't change cities. You know, it's just kind of the...
Basically, yeah.
The way that goes. But, no, I think that the Lakers would be awesome, because, like, not only would we have the Lakers, but then, like, there would be no more Lakers in basketball. Like, people would be like, oh, I hate that. Oh, crap, I don't hate that team anymore because they don't exist. Freedom! I love everything!
God, how many, you know, I just can't think off the top of my head, but how many basketball teams does Cali have? They have the Kings, the Lakers.
The Clippers.
What else? Clippers, that's three.
The Golden State Warriors. I think that's it. That's actually, yeah, they got the four.
The four,
yeah.
And we have none.
Right.
What kind of crap is that? They need to give one of those teams to us.
I know. And, you know, 15 years ago, we had three teams up here, too. That was insane, but that actually happened. Because we had, you know, Portland, we had Seattle, and we had Vancouver. The Grizzlies had a team for a couple of years, too.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's hard to believe, but, yeah, it's... I don't know. I mean, just looking back at... You know, the whole Sonic situation, you know, it's like the people here, they don't want to go to a game where the team is going to lose 90% of the time, you know?
Yeah. I know.
There I mean, that. It's like, it happened again. If there was a basketball team up here, who knows?
They had some really good years in the 90s. That was a fun team to watch and listen to back in the 90s with Sean Kemp and Gary Payton and Sam Perkins, who we've mentioned on the podcast before. I don't know if I included that part in the podcast, but you did.
they were really good. They were they definitely had some talent, but it doesn't seem like they really put it to use all the way, just like some of the way.
Right, exactly.
It seems to be like a constant trend up here with the sports teams.
Yeah.
Except for the Storm.
Yeah, but nobody cares about the Storm, though. I know they won, like, a championship, I think, a couple of years ago. I think that was several years ago. I have to admit, even a sports fan like me, I keep no track of the Storm whatsoever.
Neither do I. I just, you know, I hear it on the news, but that's pretty much it. You know, but I do have to give them a little bit of respect because, you know, they did win a national title of some sort.
Which, you know how many other Seattle teams have done that ever?
Probably none.
Nope, close. The answer is two. And even the two, I've got to be like, I'm being like really, really, I am expanding the definition of national championship like massively. Because number one, the Sonics actually won in 79-80. They beat the Bullets. That was a team that, like, a lot of people around here, like, you know, big fans of. They almost actually won. They won, like, 64 games back in 96 and almost beat the Bulls the year they won 72 games. So, as far as I'm concerned, that was a championship, damn it. You take the best team in the history of basketball to six games, that's a championship. But, no, actually, the other game, and again, this is going to get back to the Johnny Slick podcast being your source for important, you know, gripping, non-trivial information that you need to know on a daily basis. The other championship, in 1919, the Stanley Cup, Seattle played Montreal, I think, either Montreal or Toronto, and the Seattle hockey team beat that team in the Stanley Cup to win the hockey championship.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we've never had an NHL team up here, but we won the Stanley Cup.
I'm probably going to forget that information tomorrow. Most likely after this podcast. But appreciate the info.
There's going to be a test. If you remember this information, you get a gold star. So speaking of interesting information, I did notice this fad that I just look at it and it gives me a headache when I look at it. But maybe you want to maybe do a search on it yourself. It's called planking. Have you heard of this?
Yeah, I actually saw something like that on TV yesterday, actually. On SNL, they had something about
it
where you take a picture and you lay flat on an object.
Yes. I was wondering if we were talking about the same thing, because, you know, I was about to say, because, you know, the one that I'm mentioning, the planking that I'm mentioning, is really dumb and retarded. I don't know that it's going to be the same with you, because, you know, I think I made it sound like it's some like extreme sport or something. But no, it's lying down. That's all it is. That's not a...
Yeah, it didn't seem very interesting to me. I don't really see what the big deal is.
Yeah, I just...
You just lie down on shit.
You photograph it.
I don't understand it. You know, maybe someone with some insight can explain it to me, but, you know...
Yeah, I just...
I don't see what the big deal is.
Yeah, you know, what's awesome is apparently people have died planking, too. That's...
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is directly from Wikipedia.com, whatever. Wikipedia.org, I guess it is, because they're not commercial. Yeah, on...
Doing what? Who's died?
On May 15th, 2011, Acton Beale, a 20-year-old man, was a 20-year-old man, now is a 20-year-old dead, retarded idiot, plunged to his death after reportedly planking on a 7th-floor balcony in Brisbane, Australia.
Well, his first mistake was doing that shit to begin with, but... I mean, come on, man. I mean, is it that important to you that you're risking your life, you know, to do this stuff? I mean, it's like, who cares? You know,
it's not even like...
I mean, it's not a sport. You're not going to get any points for it.
It's not even like an extreme element. You know, like, you know, in the past, like the same wiki page actually mentions a couple of past fads. Like, you know, balconing, they called it, you know, where you jump from a balcony into a swimming pool. There's like that extremes thing about that, you know, where you're risking your life to, but you kind of get that thrill.
I know this shit isn't exciting. It's not extreme. You just lay down.
I know.
What kind of crap is that?
I went planking for 8 hours last night. How about you? This is bullshit.
It's comfortable. I know. I mean, come on.
Just give yourself a pillow. Oh, I'm planking. God damn it. If you have to name shit like after like a piece of wood, I'll give you a hint. It's not exciting.
No, it really isn't. You might as well be playing golf.
Right.
Something freaking boring. Anyway.
I know. So the other bit of information I wanted to make sure we brought up was, did you hear what happened yesterday?
I know the world was supposed
exactly,
to end.
The world ended. In fact, well, no, the world wasn't supposed to end. We have to get this straight. Yesterday, everybody who was worthy was called up to the big show, to heaven. Whereas, whereas, you know, if you're listening to the podcast, they tell you, you didn't make the cut. You're... I mean, you know, the fact you're listening to the podcast probably means you're going to hell anyway.
Yeah, we'll see you there, guys.
Right. You're there. But yeah, I didn't see much about this like going on like in Seattle, because, you know, as mentioned before, in Portland, like in Seattle, you know, we're such hipsters that we don't care about that crap. But when I was in Portland, there were a couple guys who were like, you know, shouting stuff down from the streets saying, you got to repent within the next 3 weeks because you're going to hell otherwise and whatever. I mean, there are guys who like quit their jobs and, you know, spent all their money so they could, you know, because they figured they're getting called up.
Stupid.
I know. Exactly.
Like the comedian I went to see yesterday, one of the opening acts was like, yep, today it's supposed to be the end of days, you know, and I see people buying supplies. It's like, what the hell are you buying supplies for? The world's about to end.
You know, and how crappy is that, you know, when you're like, you know, if you're like one of these people who believes in that crap, and so like Friday comes along, you know you're going to heaven, you know, you've lived a good solid Christian life, you know, you're walking into your work saying, hey boss, go fuck yourself, I'm getting called up, bitch. And then Monday morning comes along and you haven't been called. Well, I mean, what's going through your head at that point? I mean, you're gonna like, are you gonna be like, you know, like George Costanza in that one episode of Seinfeld where he just show up the next day after you quit? Or I mean, what are you gonna do? You're like, I'm sorry, it turns out, I didn't get raptured. There's no such thing as the rapture. Can I have my job back? Also, I'm sorry I called your wife a whore.
They're going to be like, well, you know what? There is such thing as unemployment.
Deserve that, too, man. Going to be... Yeah, you know, the other thing that I'm wondering, too, is like how, you know, because every single time, you know, obviously this is the first time that anybody's ever said that the world is about to end, and this is the exact date that it'll end, and that date is coming past. It may surprise you to know.
Well, you know, there's still 2012 that we have to look forward to also.
Oh, that's a good point. It's actually...
We're into the ancient Mayan calendar. Right.
And actually, you know, the details about that, again, boom! More exciting, non-trivial information that everybody should know about. What actually...
You know, I tend to cash in on this shit. I'm going to set up Jabron.com. Where people who want to leave me their money, you know, they think in their mind that the world's going to end. I don't.
Right.
You know, give that shit to me.
I know. Yeah, I left.
I got things I can buy, you know, I need new cabinets.
Exactly. You're not going to use it. You're going to be gone. You're up. You're playing your, going to be up in heaven, playing your harp, wearing your white robe.
Exactly.
Talking to Jesus. I never got what exactly you do up there. I mean, you know, I remember like the images of playing the. Have you heard anything about that? I'm not sure what I'm missing.
Oh, about what happens to you when you go to heaven?
Yes. Yeah. What exactly you do all day?
I don't know. I'm sure there are tons of interpretations. None are really coming to mind.
Just like, you know, hang out. Oh. Your day. Hey, I'm walking in clouds. It's gonna get boring after a while. You know.
You probably see all your past loved ones, and that's all I know.
You know,
to extend my knowledge.
Like number one, you know, not all of them, because not all your loved ones are in heaven. I hate to break this to you, but number two, you know, like some of the people that you probably didn't get along with are up there too, and you got to talk to them every single day.
Yeah, it's like, oh, hey, well, this is awkward.
Hey, it's my boss.
Okay. Here again. Yeah, you're still here forever.
And, like, people, like, you know, who, like, were minor celebrities and, you know, in the real world, but, like, you know, they're probably bigger celebrities up in heaven because all the real celebrities, you know, are probably, you know, in hell because they're evil. He's like, hey, it's...
Yeah, I'm sure David Hasselhoff is going to be huge.
You think David Hasselhoff's going to heaven?
Good point. But then again, he was a Knight Rider.
That's a good point. That might be one of those things that God looks down upon. He's like, and your sins will be forgiven if you make an awesome show with a talking car.
You're listening to the Johnny Slick Podcast.
You gotta snap out of it, Lion-O! Call the Thundercats before!
Shut up, you fuck.
All right, so thanks to Jabron, as well as Scott, and all the other people we've directly or indirectly insulted, called out, or otherwise referenced on this podcast, with the exception of the Timber Army, because you guys are suckers and you're hippies, and you call us the Flounders, or our team the Flounders, which is just as bad, and we hate you. In fact, no thank you, Scott. I hate you too. So anyway, if you do like the podcast And particularly if you hate Portland and think Seattle's awesome, go ahead and vote for us on iTunes or on Podcast Alley. You can also sign up for the feed directly at johnnyslickpodcast.podomatic.com. You can also, of course, sign up for it at, you know, in iTunes. Yeah, thanks. Great day. Goodbye.
Peace.
Reproduction or rebroadcast of the Johnny Slick Podcast without express written consent from Major League Baseball is strictly prohibited. Copyright 2011. Listening to this message means the Johnny Slick Podcast owns your babies.
Klaatu, Virata,
okay then.
That's it.